Every family has their own unique holiday traditions. Anchorage resident Leslie Kleinfeld has created a new one, celebrating Hanukkah around a story her mother wrote in 1934. Dolores Kleinfeld was a poet and writer who left behind files stuffed with thousands of poems and stories when she died in 2000. Leslie says she was going through the files with her sisters when they discovered a gem they had never seen before.
And we found this and just laughed hysterically. And so it has become a part of my Hanukkah celebration because in our household, too, we always included non-Jews at our Festival of Lights. Hanukkah to us is a celebration of freedom to believe and practice what is ever closest to your heart without persecution. And so that includes lots of people, whether they be Jewish or not. And so what I love about the story is it embraces people who are Jewish and who are not Jewish and kind of combines in a very fun and delightful way some of the ideas and some of the crazy stories and the mythology about both Hanukkah and Christmas.
Now, you said that you laughed hysterically when you found this, when you were going through it. Was this an unusual bit of writing for your mom?
My mom was a pretty serious writer. She didn't usually write funny things. I mean, she had a great sense of humor, was very articulate, but her writings were pretty serious. So when we found this, it was like, I mean, the humor section in her anthology, I think, is only limited to this, maybe one other piece. I mean, most of her stuff was pretty serious. Prose and poetry.
Well, would you read it for us, please?
Oh, I'd be delighted. December 17th, 1934. To Mr. Klaus. Mr. Kringle? You change your name too? Enough is enough. This year, we are changing our working hours, our name, and our holiday even. New Santa? Vos zuxta, we have a few things to bring to your attention. One, we only work one night a year. What kind of a job is that for 8 strong boy chicks? All year we exercise, we go to the gym, eat good, so we can carry this ridiculous load of toys for kinder all over the world. And you? You sit in your warm house with Mrs. Klaus, eating pies and pastries, and we wonder each year if you will fit not only in your outfit, but in your sleigh as well. Not enough the toys, but also you. Two, you pick the coldest night of the year, and what are we dressed in? Sleigh bells. Have you considered blankies for our backs as well as your knees? Three. We have been schmoozing with some of our friends in another union, and they work 8 days a year, and they spread their toys over those days so that it isn't only one load. A bissel here, a bissel there, and all the kiddies get goodies. Not only that, but they put a candle in the window. We should find our way. Do you know how hard it is to find all these places in the dark? And not only that, but they leave what is called Hanukkah Geld for all 8 of us. So, we have a bissel something to make it through the rest of the year and get a blankie. So, new Santa, this year, we are going to try another union. And if we are not in Florida on vacation by Christmas, and we are not too tired, we will consider one more night's work. Okay, boy cheeks. Come Streisel and Kitzen. Come Herschel, come Zitzen. Come Yunkel and Blinzer. Come Jenta and Pitzer. Get Bube and avec. We go. Happy Hanukkah to all and to all Schlufkes und Hey. We are on the way.
Well, I can see that it's a great enjoyment for you to read that. And what would you want people to know, not only about the time of Hanukkah that we're in right now, but also your family's tradition in it and your mom's place there?
I'm a little verklempt when you ask that. Exchanging customs and stories and learning more about each other's holidays is a way to foster understanding of one another and acceptance of one another. And that is so in keeping with who my mom was and the bohemian in her. She was like Mother Earth. She would just collect people from many faiths, many colors, many places on the planet, and bring us all together under her wing and share what was meaningful to her and also rejoice in what is meaningful to others as well.
Anchorage resident Leslie Kleinfeld.